Greetings and welcome, my dear listeners. Here we are. We finally arrived at the spring equinox. Today is Sun in Aries, and we have crossed the threshold into our new beginning. Of course, this is the first day. Tomorrow, we're still celebrating because it actually straddles the line between the dates, the 19th and the 20th. By the way, my name is May Ruth, and I am your host and guide for your wild soul reflection. I am definitely believing in my dream because, and my new beginning, because I recorded a previous episode, and lo and behold, we had a little mishap. I forgot to press the save button. So here we are, and I get to visit with you once more. If you've been following my mini equinox journey episode, you know that I have been keeping company with my dear friend, Bindi Shaw, who has given us her prompts and themes for the equinox journey. Her themes come through her Soul Whispers channel over on Instagram. Today, our 14th word is align. And as I was musing and thinking and reflecting on align, I got a download on the word because I asked the question, align with what? How to align? What does it mean, align? And all of a sudden, I received this intuitive feeling, align with your dream. And that's what I'm passing on to each one of you. Here we are at the spring equinox. And it's the autumn equinox for those in the southern hemisphere. For those of us in the northern hemisphere, of course, it's spring. But you know, it doesn't matter because the important thing is align. And it's time for us to align with the dream that we're each carrying within us. Interestingly enough, no one else can give you that dream. Other people can maybe listen to what we're talking about, and they may have something that's similar. But there is something very special about a new beginning and picking up the opportunity and the chance to take something that you have been desiring and wanting, perhaps for your whole life. Understand this, your dream, because some people will say, well, you know, my dream is really tiny. And another person will say, God, I got this big, oversized dream. I want to declare aligning with your dream is the most wonderful thing you can do because your dream is perfect just the way it is. All that your dream is asking you to do is to consider what you have been entrusted with. If we look at dreams from a bigger view, if we look at dreams from what we might call the quantum field. In truth, our dream is already in the cosmos. We are the ones that have to begin the process of embodying and bringing our dream into fruition in our own lives. So, what I'm encouraging us to do in terms of aligning with our dreams is give your dream space. Value whatever this is that is desiring to come to you through you. Let your dream produce its own magic. Let your dream rejuvenate who and what you are. Dreams are very interesting because, and I'm as I indicated in my episode yesterday, It might be your nighttime dreams might reveal this desire of your heart to you, but whatever this is that you are being called upon to take action with, because we're in the sign of Aries, and Aries is the astrological sign of stepping out, to have courage, to really go for whatever it is that you are wanting or desiring. Mars is the guiding principle, or root, we call it in astrology the rulership, but I like to think of it as the guiding principle. And the guiding principle inside of our astrological charts is where we feel most impelled to take action. And the way you know how to go for your dream is to look at your astrological chart and find the places where you have the sign Aries, and also where the planet Mars is residing, both in your natal chart and in what are called the transiting chart. It's called the transiting chart. You need to go there and you will uncover, you will discover something very, very wonderful and powerful about yourself. You will find information on the situation, the circumstance, the event, whatever it is that you're wanting. You'll discover clues and information in your chart about where and how to go about doing and being whatever this is that your dream is calling, that your dream wants you to align with. Go ahead and believe in the insights that will be produced by your dream. Your dream will give you ideas. Your dream will help you voice whatever it is that you are wanting to do in your life. Because your dream is seeking reality and physicality through you. Your dream is asking you to really open yourself to the thing or things that you truly enjoy. And the way stepping stones for moving into your and aligning with your dream is by using your creative imagination. This is your guide to this new beginning if you choose to align with your dream, because you would not be having certain images. You would not be noticing certain things in your environment if it was not linked to your dream. So this is the time to go ahead, to go for it. You've heard many people say, go for it. Well, this truly is the time to go for it. Again, I want to emphasize, take a look at your astrology chart. Learn about this magic that only you can align with in terms of your dream. And you know what? If you let yourself connect with your dream, you will find out something about the most important person in your life. You'll find out something magical and wonderful and lovely about you. So go for it. I will be back tomorrow with our final word, but I want to thank you so much for walking this journey in these past 14 days. And I leave you, of course, with the feeling, and I want to emphasize, there's only one path, and that's love. And love from my heart to your heart. And until tomorrow, bye for now.